did. The son exclaims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial.
Second hour, off the beaten path, stand or fall. Stand for something or you'll fall for anything. We're going to go right back to the phones here. Mark in Georgia, what's on your mind?
Well, and so far as what you were saying about the Constitution, ever since our Constitution was unlawfully changed after the war between the states, and, you know, our political system does not address the fact that you can't coerce a constitutional amendment at bayonet point and claim that it's legitimate. And that's what happened after the war between the states. So, we have the outward trappings of a republic, but a republic properly understood means a rule of law. And for ages, that has been a mockery because there's criminal elements that basically, because they control the issuance of our fraudulent fiat currency, they control both sides of the whole left versus right. Hope that you can vote for this party or that party, and it's even going to matter. I was in the delegate process, and I supported Ron Paul, and I saw how the GOP went out of its way to give the nomination to a reckless warmonger by the name of John McCain, and later we find out that McCain's involved in creating so-called ISIS, which is not Islamic. They're a bunch of Rothschild mercenaries, right? Well, I don't know if you'd agree with that opinion.
No, I do. I talked about that video before, the one with he actually sitting side by side with Hillary Clinton discussing ISIS, creating ISIS, funding ISIS. And I don't know why nobody really talks about that too much. I've thrown that out there. It was on the website for a while, RBN website. And this is information you need to send out there and tell people, listen to this. We created these entities, these boogeymen, in order to carry out a plan and objective. And you'd be surprised how many people on the street, if you mention that, they look at you like a kook, but it's a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact. It came out of their mouths. And the whole General Wesley Clark audio of seven countries in 5 years, we didn't make this stuff up. We didn't make it up, but we pointed to it. And most Americans, of course, your mainstream media is never going to talk about these issues. We do. So there you go.
But, well, you know, Ben Swan, you don't know if you're familiar. Actually, I don't know if he's still here in Georgia. I know that he was in an Atlanta TV station. I was trying to contact him. I wasn't really sure how. But the thing is that Ben Swan was here in Georgia, and he points out that, you know, here's all these weapons and munitions and money and other supplies, and so-called Israel, this counterfeit Israel, is giving them medical support in a way of treating the ISIS fighters. And, oh, it's just humanitarian aid for the people fighting Assad's evil government. It's like, well, you know, the thing is, what we need to do is recognize that war is a racket, and what I advocate is there should be a number of functions to the lawful militia. And that I put the word lawful in front of the word militia because the term militia has been used as a slander term as though we're against government. It's like, no, we're just against government violating people's rights at home and abroad, including this pretext called war that tells us their official narrative, like we're too stupid to figure out that they're lying again, you know, and it's like, it's because of the internet, people are finding out they're lying because, you know, the plutocrats control the conventional media by and large, but they have every lie on the conventional media is also on the internet, obviously. But the thing is, they tell us things like this Florida shooting, and then, you know, evidence has come to light that, I mean, are these crisis actors that where there wasn't any real people getting killed, like the Rick Adams said yesterday, or is it that there were multiple shooters, that this one guy who apparently had some mental health issues was the lone shooter, apart from the fact that there were more than one? Does what I'm saying make sense to you?
Yeah, I do. I'm actually going to look a little closer into that. Now, Rivera's talked about him being on SSRIs, some of the psychotropics that can cause these delusions, psychosis, and maybe that's a possibility with him. I'm not sure about him. I think the couple of the other ones in Colorado and Sandy Hook were definitely on some medications, but nobody's ever pointed to those the possibility that maybe these medications in the course, well, that would disrupt Big Pharma's commerce, wouldn't it? That's got to be worth what? How many billions of dollars are those medications worth a year? A lot.
I mean, there's billions and billions.
Yes.
But mainly it has to do with the continued impunity. I did hear some guy who apparently with conventional media, I have to dig it up. I guess I can find you a link to you through republicbroadcasting.org, correct?
Actually, go to my email. It's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Send any links, anything you find of interest, send over there. So it's offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com.
Yeah. Well, what I'm advocating is we need to reinstate the militia, and one of the functions of the militia, like investigate causes belli. We should lawfully recognize that it is an act of treason to lie to the people as to a false pretext for war. And beyond that, the thing is that when the government does not investigate, they sell us their official narrative, like happened in the Las Vegas shooting. They sell, here's the account of what happened, and it turns out there were multiple shooters, and... So the thing is, I mean, what really happened, there needs to be a way of investigating things authoritatively that when the government says, well, we don't want to do this, the militia needs to have a way of saying, well, here's the evidence you're not dealing with. So, you know, writ of mandamus and all like that, or, you know.
Exactly. Right,
I think that one thing we need is to have a streamlined way of getting rid of politicians that are not doing what they said they were going to do. We need to have kind of like a vote of no confidence, where you don't have to have, like, half of the population vote on something. There needs to be a way where it's not trusted as a body politic, because from what I've seen, they're not to be trusted with anything. That makes sense?
Yeah, it does. And you know, so, I'm glad you mentioned writ of mandamus, because Ron McDonald talked about that quite a bit, and it's a very important step, calling somebody out. And actually, I say that's exactly what should happen right now with Robert Mueller, is writ of mandamus. Show your cards. This has cost $10 million. You've got nothing. They're trying to tie some Russian citizens who brought out the truth on Hillary Clinton to be representative of the Russian government, and it's not. Now, people in Russia can say, I don't like Hillary Clinton. I think Trump would do a better job in negotiating and working with our country, and there's nothing wrong with that. We would probably do the same thing, too. Actually, there's an article I have on right now. I'm going to send it over to the website, where it shows how many times our own country, our own CIA, has manipulated and meddled in other foreign countries' elections. So we are really guilty of that. They simply had citizens who didn't who brought out the truth on Hillary's corruption, and that's what killed her career. That's what killed her ambition to become president of the United States. It's not that it was a bunch of made-up stuff. It's actually the skeletons in her closet, which killed her potential presidential bid there. So that's her fault. That's her fault. It's no collusion here.
Yeah, and this thing
needs to end. It needs to end now. And now we need to backtrack and go back to the GOP memo and start holding people accountable. Because I said, if we don't, that will only back up basically what I said, but that we have a two-tier system in this country. There's laws for you and me, and there's laws for the wealthy and powerful, and they escape justice, but you and I will be dealt with. You have the last word.
And including people being viciously attacked, and like Bradley Manning, as I call him, his DNA is still male. I don't call him Shelton. I think that I don't see how you can separate his cosmetic surgery where his genitalia were mutilated. I don't think you can separate that from the way he was tortured. I mean, his whole thing about the solitary confinement, where they leave the lights on 24 hours a day, aren't there laws protecting inmates under that kind of condition? And it's absolutely insane.
It totally is. Gitmo, remember they talked about, Obama talked about closing Gitmo first when he got in his first term, and that never happened. But you remember Gitmo, it's outside the jurisdiction of Geneva Conventions, and that's why they got away with all that stuff. I mean, we caught a little bit what was going on here, the abuses in Gitmo, And I guarantee that it was a lot deeper than that. But, of course, they always sacrifice a couple little people. But the higher-ups who okayed all this stuff walked away. That is what I'm talking about here, the two-tier judicial system. They'll sacrifice a little soldier, but the higher-ups who actually authorized all this stuff walk away scot-free. Mm-hmm. That angers me.
Yeah, they're good. Thank you. All right. Oh, we've got a call waiting. What's going on? All right, yeah, well, there needs to be, oh, then never mind it. I've seen this person. Somebody's cold calling me again. Still there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm not worried about it. I see these. I've dealt with these people. They call with my area code and my exchange. You know, that's the first digit. That's first three digits after your area code.
Right.
And I wish there was some way to stop them, but they keep calling me, and I'm like, oh, it's you again. Anyway, like I say, I believe that we need to reinstate the rule of law, and we need to address the fact that our Constitution was unlawfully changed, and you know. I was just wondering if there's any way to carry out a constitutional amendment by way of public referendum like what they did in Iceland, where the people of Iceland demanded a public referendum about the debt, and basically they said, okay, let's leave this to the people. And the people worked out a program where everything above 110% of the house's fair market value was forgiven, and the interest rates were set to their initial rate. And there were like, was it 26 or 29 bankers have been prosecuted since what happened in 2008.
Right, right.
Quite a few, right?
Yeah, quite a few.
That, well, yeah,
I can't see our government, our government agreeing to oversight. That's your big problem right there. The government doesn't
want
oversight.
They agree to the rhetoric.
Yeah, they don't want
oversight. They'll agree to the rhetoric.
They'll talk about transparency. They'll talk about transparency, but they don't understand really what transparency is. They don't. I mean, we lost $2.3 trillion right before the World Trade Center attack, and that story went off the page. Nobody even knows what happened to it. Nobody wants to find out where it went. Where's the trail? Who touched the money? Where did it go? We just keep adding and adding more fraud, more debt, more money missing, and nobody. This government doesn't want oversight and accountability where the money's going. You know, I think most people probably wouldn't have a problem paying their taxes, honest taxes, to take care of their immediate area here where they live if they knew their money was being spent wisely and accountable.
Yeah.
And it's not accountable.
Yeah.
We're giving $34 billion over here to Israel. We're giving money here. We're giving money there. And all they just keep squeezing the taxpayers to get more money to invade other countries, boost the military up another $65 billion. I mean, we are going to go the same route as Russia when they put all their money into their military and their infrastructure fell out. And we're going to go down the same pathway because we cannot sustain this economy with just the military spending and the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
It can't
happen. Fundamentally, the problem is that, the plutocrats run this big show, and that's what the awakening is to realize if you think that this, that, the other political figure is either the problem or the solution, I submit you're looking at the wrong end of the puppet string.
Right.
And that's the thing is we need to look at the other end of the puppet string, but they don't want the light on them, you know.
Right.
Because in a puppet show, the strings are designed by design, they're thin so that people won't see them much. And the puppet are designed to where they got bright colors on them where they're readily visible, and the spotlight shines on the puppet, and that's what needs to change. The people need to recognize the other end.
Right, right.
Who controls the influence of our currency? That's the problem, and that's the solution, right?
I agree. Totally agree. Totally agree. We need an honest money system, and you've heard Mike and Ron McDonald say that, an honest money system. We actually need a currency that actually has a precious metal backing of some sort, too, because they just can't keep running to the printing presses and printing it off. They're devaluing the dollar, and we are not going to do well. Our currency's lasted this long. I'm surprised it has. We are going to head for a crash, an economic crash, sometime in the future. Maybe we just got a little taste of it last week, but hey, thank you for your call, Mark. I need to push on. I got callers backing up here, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mark. Renee in North Carolina, you're on.
The best way to get them to stop threatening our gun rights is for people to stop misusing guns. If they didn't have an excuse, they couldn't go after it, okay? So it's because this keeps happening so much that gives them the excuse. Now, some of it, I agree, is probably created, okay, with false flags. Others of it is not, okay? People are being killed with guns pretty much on a daily basis here. Now, the thing is, in some ways, though, I think that unless there's a study, you know, there could be a chemical balance difference where it affects males and females differently. But the truth is, girls suffer from anxiety and depression like 2 to 3 times more, and they're on these drugs more. But almost none of this gun violence is done by females. Now, the thing is, I want an equalizer, but I realize if this keeps up, it's actually all these shootings, and it's being committed mostly by males, is liable to threaten my right to have an equalizer to also defend myself. The thing is, I know this is, you know, a lot of y'all would rather have a root canal than hear this, but males are incarcerated 20 times. It's 20 to 1, the incarceration rate, male to female. And on females, it's mostly prostitution and drugs. We have to address the issue of male violence. Now, maybe these antidepressant drugs react with testosterone differently than estrogen. Maybe we need to study that. But the thing is, we can't just sit on the right and left hurling the same little platitudes and memes back and forth in each other fighting this. Because let me tell you, I watch those little kids, those high school kids. I do not think those children. I watched them this morning close. Those kids are they're fed up. And they're committed. They're becoming politically active. They're going to be staging marches. And I could see in their faces, they are for real. Okay? They are for real. I saw something in their faces. Those little kids aren't playing. They're serious. They're tired of being shot at.
Well, would those kids be okay with protesting this war in Iraq and Afghanistan? What do you think there? Killing
maybe
there.
That's next. That would be great. Because you know what? I find it hacks me off when Obama got in, the anti-war left went to sleep, and in many ways now that Trump is in, the alt-right anti-war goes to sleep. Both sides are guilty, depending if it's their guy in office, shapes their attitude of how outraged they are about the war. You know, I'm in the middle. I'm not on the right or the left. I'm an independent in the middle, so I see the faults on both sides.
I think
which
both
a lot
parties
of people don't like.
Yeah, I think both parties are guilty of being vested in the military industrial complex. To be honest with you.
Yes, I agree.
They don't want to stop the flow of money. Money war is big business. It's money. I mean, I just pointed out here a new article here where. One of the manufacturers, Lockheed Martin got a huge contract now. So, you know, it's money being generated by lies, and we understand that.
Bush just gave the military industrial complex a bunch more money not that long ago. You know, I'm a big fan of Smedley Butler. He nailed it. But a lot of people discuss war in Iraq, and I was glad the previous caller brought it up.
Yep.
But the thing is, I find they haven't really read it often. You know, the thing that y'all mentioned, the boogeyman, because the right falls for it, too. You know, back when with South America, what was the boogeyman way back in Smedley Butler's day for going to South America? The commie. What was the excuse for Vietnam? The commie. The thing is, they just keep switching. I find when they kind of catch on to the commie one, they move to the terrorist one, and then they seem to forget about, then they caught on to the terrorist, and some of them move back to the commie one, and then they to ISIS. And the thing is, the boogeyman, they just kind of keep changing the names. And so, Smedley Butler is one of my great heroes. he was right way back then, and it's both the right and the left that have not really learned the lessons that he taught in War as a Racket, because, you know, they keep using the playbook because it works, you know, and we keep falling for the same stuff.
Yeah, and they're not vested.
So I just wanted to say this. The thing is, because I believe in the Second Amendment, and I don't want it threatened. But the best way for them to quit threatening it is for people to quit. In other words, in some ways, we're giving them the bullets to shoot down our Second Amendment by this violence continuing. And we can't deal with it until we deal with it honestly. And I find a lot of people can't deal with it honestly. They can't look at it honestly because some truths they have a harder time accepting than others. You know, people are good at looking at truths that affect somebody else, but if it's their favorite lie, they're not so in love with the truth anymore. So the thing is, the truth is, you know, maybe a study needs to be done. Do those drugs affect boys differently than girls?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Renee, since I know a lot about drug research and I did a lot of drug research and read over the information.
I'm bringing this up with you, yeah.
There's a lot of junk science out there, and you always got to look who funds the research. So if research is being funded by the big pharma itself, you can forget it. Throw it in the trash because it's not going to be good. You need an independent research group to go through and look at this stuff. And I agree. I'm a big fan of Occam's razor, and you understand Occam's razor. The easiest solution is probably the right solution, and we should be looking at these medications. If maybe you're right, maybe it is tweaking, maybe it's doing something, making more testosterone, maybe more aggression in the male versus the female, their estrogen. You know, maybe you got something there. That's quite a bit of a possibility. I don't know. But it definitely independent research should be looking at this. Certainly don't trust the fox to guard the hen house, because Big Pharma will whitewash this because they don't want to disrupt the commerce from these billion-dollar drugs. You can't trust them. So, hey, I need to move on, Renee. I've got Francis right behind you, though. So, Francis, you're on.
Hello, youngin.
How are you doing, Francis?
I'm here. In case you happen to hear a breeze in the background, that's because I'm outdoors. Yes, okay. The lovely outdoors. That's a bad joke. One, I'm surprised that Renee is still around because she's been so quiet. So, you go, girl. Two, as far as the earlier caller talking about having a peculiar number show up on their screen or whatever on their phone, chances are that's a telemarketer call.
Yeah, probably.
If it looks like a number you don't recognize, it's a telemarketing deal. And it doesn't matter how many times you say, well, put me on a do not call list, that's probably going to be a list that they will call the most, because if it means that they get money from it, they will do it no matter what.
You know, Francis, what's interesting is that the do not call list is a scam. I actually put myself on it and find out that who is excluded from the do not call list? Well, charitable groups can call you. The police and fire can call you because they want donations or whatever. They're exempt. So if you think you put yourself on this list, you're not going to get any more calls. I still get calls from fire and police and charitable organizations. The vets, they call quite a bit. Can you donate money to this and that? So it really is quite the scam. It doesn't work. Doesn't work.
It is. It's nauseating, too. It's hard to believe what they will do. Now, I have a humorous bone to pick with you, young man.
Okay.
Back on Monday, I think it was, you were on with John and Ron, and I'm not going to quote this verbatim because I can't quote it verbatim, but you were making an observational comment about the Winter Olympics, and something about the announcer making a comment about a U.S. citizen participating or whatever, and I don't know when your attention was brought to the screen or what, or you already were at the time, or they just simply switched screens, but there was an Asian gal that was on screen at the time when you happened to look.
Right.
And so the impression that was given is that, well, what is a U.S. citizen? Are they supposed to look Asian? Are they supposed to look this way? Are they supposed to look that way? Question is, what is your definition of what a U.S. citizen should look like?
Well, you know, when I made that comment, it was just in a general aspect of saying it's confusing. When you watch the Olympics and you see China and Japan
That's
and everybody,
true.
And that's what my comment was, basically that normally you would look up and you say, okay, there's the United States, somebody from the United States that's participating. And can you flip this whole scenario? Let's say that you saw a white person and representing China. You would say, what the heck is that? I mean, it was that... I look up and I see China and the emblem, the flag, and you see a white person skating for China. It was one of those situations, and I would have sworn up and down looking at this young woman. She was a beautiful woman. She skated amazing. And that what's really happening here? And I didn't mean that in a discriminating way. People come here. Yeah. They come here the legal way, and yeah, they've done everything right to come here. Welcome. I welcome you. I hope we can... I hope you find everything that what you want here is here. It was just that shock of looking up, and I thought, well, I'm watching China's kicking some butt here. You know, they are doing really well, and I realized that's not China. That's actually one of our people, and it was interesting. That's the only comment I made on that. Nothing discriminating. Okay. It was just that I looked up, and I thought China was skating, and it ended up being our person.
Basically, it threw you.
Yeah,
basically,
it threw me.
As a result, the reason why I'm kind of picking a bone at you in a humorous fashion, because if someone was seriously contemplating that in a more serious fashion, the only thing I could suggest is that if you're contemplating what a true U.S. citizen is at, you'd have to go back to what is known as Indigenous Native American, for that matter.
Great. Even though
for some people that's not really a U.S. citizen, but in reality they were here before Europeans and Spanish and who knows what.
Yep, they're the first. Correct. Agree. No, so, it was just a shock effect. Like I said, could you imagine reversing that, and a white, somebody who's white Caucasian skating for China, and you look up and you're going, this is the United States, right? No, this is Chinese. This is China. So. Hey, thanks again. Thanks.
Have
Francis.
A good one. Take care.
All righty. Mark and Philly, you're up next.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back to the phones. We have Mark in Philadelphia. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hello, Steve. This is my first time listening to your show. I really like your perspective, and your bumper music's really good, too.
Thank you. What's on your mind?
Subject of, I'm a veteran myself, and I appreciate the other listeners that are veterans, and for the ones who aren't, bring a few things to your attention.
Okay.
And that is that this whole thing about the pharmaceutical industry, the largest healthcare provider in the United States, if not the world, the free world, would you happen to know who that is?
I'm going to say Pfizer or Merck.
No, the largest healthcare provider.
Oh, healthcare provider. That would be the VA, correct?
VA, there you go.
Yeah.
And the majority of veterans who go to the VA system to seek help and support in their bodily health, their mental health, is primarily they go to the mental health clinic, 75%. So three-fourths of the guys and gals go to the VA, go there for that. Who's in charge of the mental health clinic? It would be psychiatrists. So, and by the way, my phone call to you is to make distinctions, not to fog things up, not to whitewash anything, but we need more clarity is what we need. We need to define the distinctions of what's really happening to us. So, okay. Psychiatry is in charge of the VA, the largest healthcare provider in the United States, and who invented psychiatry? I won't give you the answer, but this is for you and your listening audience. Who invented psychiatry? That'll give you a big clue. The other thing about these psychotropic drugs is, especially the SSRIs, primarily what happens in the human body is that SSRIs interrupt REM,
right,
R-E-M,
correct.
Rapid eye movement.
Right.
And when you interrupt REM in a human body, mm-hmm. you're interrupting the soul. My take on it is you're interrupting the soul of a human being.
Okay.
And if you do that long enough, you will drive that soul insane.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I agree.
How did they find out some of this information? Well, they used a very captive audience. Can you guess one of the areas that's a totally captive audience?
Well, this was a tactic used by military. They also used music, sound, loud noises, and I remember they tried this against who was it? The leader of Panama, that they blared heavy metal music for 24/7. Until it drove him crazy to come out of his compound. But the CIA has used, not only have they used drugs in some of their operations, here's hallucinogenics, but that sounds like very military to me, the rapid yeah. eye movement, disrupting rapid eye movement, using all night, basically staying up, and using tons of light, bright light, so you can't sleep.
Right.
That sounds military to me.
Okay, well, you're onto that, too. The prison population. And who's got the largest prison population on planet Earth? That's right, folks. We do.
Yeah.
The pharmaceutical industry has been experimenting on a very captive audience, and that's called prisoners. Okay? And the other captive audience is the military, because when you're in the military, Uncle Sam owns your behind, lock, stock, and barrel. And so there's another captive audience, and we got a clue about that through the Cody interview with John Statmiller, where
right.
he talked about how all the vets, and that, before they went to theater, they got the anthrax vaccine.
Right.
And try to be in the military and refused the vaccine that the military says you have to have. You can't do it. So that's the pharmaceutical industry influencing. They've infiltrated our government. They've infiltrated the VA, and they are forcing these drugs upon us. And they're not accountable. They're not liable. They hide behind the VA system, and that definitely needs to be cleaned up. But I just want to bring that to your attention. Here's one thing I'll leave you with for everybody
sure.
to look up. There's a term called, and I just came across this a few days ago. It's called pharmakos, pharmakos. That's pharmakos, pharmakos, and you can find it on Wikipedia.
Okay.
It's the ritualistic sacrifice or exile of a human scapegoat or victim.
Okay.
It's a ritual, okay? Pharmakos. Isn't it interesting that that has the root word of, like, pharmacology? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right.
So, yeah, so...
And Mark, I'm going to leave you last thing here. Do you know what GI stands for, correct?
Yeah, government issue, right?
Government issue. That's exactly. That's what we were when we were in the military. I was in the military, Air Force. Government issue. And I can't tell you, we were pincushions. And I kind of worry my future health if I start getting Parkinson's tremors early or something happens early before it's time. I wonder all the chemicals they pumped in me because I was government issue. And you're right. You couldn't say
right.
no. Or here's the thing about I remember in the military was if you said no, it kicked you out with a dishonorable discharge, so you had to carry around the dishonorable discharge. So that was the leverage they had over you when you were in the military. You comply, your government issue, you comply, no problems. You don't comply, we'll discharge you. You get a bad conduct discharge or a dishonorable discharge and carry that around for the rest of your life and try to get a job. was blackmail. Right. Go ahead.
The other thing, when I listened to the interview with Cody Snodgrass, I was mad as hell. I couldn't sleep all night because of what, when he just, and I had never heard this, that the Pentagon sent the papers, sent the test results to the Murray building on purpose to eliminate the evidence, to totally eliminate the evidence. So, which then brings up the question, begs the question, who's really running the Pentagon? Who is really running the Pentagon to put 400,000, almost 500,000 men and women at risk, of our military at that severe risk, and not only for them personally, but their multiple generations on down the line. That is evil, flat out evil. And these people, whoever's behind this, they want to kill us. Okay, so that's it. We got to address that. And so anyway, thank you very much for your show, and thank you for being there and asking the keen questions.
You appreciate it, Mark. Hey, Mark, also recognize that in building number 7 in the basement, all the records that were stored down there also.
Enron.
Yeah, Enron, and also that all the gold was removed before. So, you know, like I said, understand the pieces of the puzzle. They knew it was coming. The gold was removed, and the incriminating evidence against Enron destroyed. Purposeful.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, thank you for your call. Appreciate it, Mark. All right, Fred, I'm sorry I let you hang there so long. You're on. Go for it.
Okay, no problem. You can hear me okay, right?
Yes, go for it.
Good, okay. So the lady, Dr. Lady J, who preceded you on Sunday, she authored a book.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lethal Injection, Why Your Doctor or Why Your MD Prescribes It. And prior to learning of Dr. Lady J here at RBN, I had a decade of hearing Dr. Ronald Hoffman out of New York City, a board-certified internist and anti-aging Hippocratic physician. And every night for 2 hours after his clinical practice, he would come on, and I would pick it up on a Canadian station out of Windsor, Ontario. So he would regularly interview colleagues like Dr. Steven Sinatra, who's a Hippocratic cardiologist. I learned of ethnobotany through that broadcast, although when I was in college as a pre-med student and then flunked out, I had a medical botany course for a semester taught by a Dr. Schindler, a PhD professor Schindler. And medical botany was absolutely awesome because it instructed the students of indigenous people throughout the world relative to their indigenous home-based, I guess I would say, apothecary. And so in 09 September, a buddy of mine, a marathon runner, his sister was dying of diabetes, and he knew of my interest in medical botany and Hippocratic pursuits. So I ultimately connected with some medicinal therapeutic mushroom companies. And because this marathon runner friend whose sister was dying of diabetes had a running store, the companies provided free samples of their mushroom capsules, which I was directed by my marathon runner friend, who didn't really believe in any of this but was curious. So what happened, Steve, was end of December 09, the very last batch of these medicinal therapeutic mushroom capsules saved my life when I had a sudden cardiac failure event, which I learned was a VFib event, ventricular fib.
Sure, I know it.
And so when I saw that miracle, as a Roman Catholic boy, altar boy, et cetera, I didn't know anything about miracles, but then I experienced that one. Subsequent to that, a lady in my neighborhood, a 75-year-old canine enthusiast like me, Ultimately, I discovered she was praying to die because her endocrinologist, MD, had brought her to the precipice of death. And so I candidly advised her that perhaps what she had been doing for the last 50 years wasn't working out so well. And why doesn't she do what I did? So she agreed to that. And in 28 days, by eliminating the causative agents, just as I had done with my own situation, and then putting her on the same medicinal therapeutic mushrooms capsules, in 28 days, and she had all of her church choir friends doing everything for her, Steve, everything. They were giving her meals, washing her, giving her a bath, etc. In 28 days, she's out mowing her lawn with a Craftsman human-powered push mower and doing multiple loads of wash on the same day. 28 days, I accomplished what her endocrinologist failed to do in 50 years. And she called it a miracle. She said she'd never go back to the poison-pushing death god. And what I submit to you in the audience is that this system of pharmaceuticide, chemicide, medicide, legalized drug murder, what I call Murder, Inc., is along with Talmudic Judaism and their Talmudic Jew extortionary monetary system, the curse, the scourge, the cancer of this planet. And if we want to really be serious in establishing accountability, integrity, liberty, we have to really look at identifying and terminating the enemy of us all. The enemy of us all is responsible. For instance, JFK had planned with various memorandi to terminate the FBI and the CIA, have all Americans out of Nam by the end of 64. You know, who knows what else would have happened?
Well, it was something with centralized banking, too. He wanted to get out of the centralized banking. He definitely wanted to get out of that.
And then in 63, by executive order, he began printing what I would think would be the equivalent of silver certificates. So we used to have silver certificates. And as Elle Whitney, you know, on RBN in her promo identifies, we are all enemies of the state since 1933. And I'm not sure by what mechanism that is, but, you know, we are purportedly enemies of the state. Well, that means we are enemies of Talmudic Jewry. Now, Henry Makow, if you've never gone to Henry, M-A-K-O-W, like a Mako shark with a W, Henry Makow a few years ago did a stellar article entitled, Is Shabbat, that's Shabbat Lubavitch, is Shabbat a criminal racist terrorist organization? In that article, it features Levi Semtov, a head Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi of Washington, D.C., essentially arm-in-arm with President Obama. And he brags about owning the U.S. government, that is Shabbat Lubavitch. Okay, so that tweaked my memory of Werner Sombart's 1911 expose entitled The Jews and Modern Capitalism. The Jews and Modern Capitalism, Werner Sombart. Okay, he precisely delineates that it is the Talmudic Jews who are responsible for money creation, credit creation, the modern-day monetary system at all. And then we have this guy Samuel Roth in 1934. Jews
yeah, Fred,
must live.
Fred, hold that. The music's coming on, so hold that. And I need you to finish up real quick because I got two more callers behind you.
Okay, we'll
you're listening to Off the Beaten Path. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We go right back to the phones. Fred in Michigan, I need you to tie it up really fast. I've got two more behind you I need to get in. So, you know, I do understand the Jewish monetary control here, the creation, the centralized banking, and how their lobby is so strong. They own our Congress. They own mainstream media. They own Wall Street. They own Hollywood. So they're very influential. We understand that. So I need you tied up the next minute. Two more behind you.
Yeah, we need to boycott, divest, sanction. There are Methodist churches, Presbyterian, and Lutheran churches. I'm investigating that now in my locale. I want to connect with those folks, start holding town hall meetings on this very subject matter. We need to terminate and recall all of American taxpayer welfare donations to Israel since 1948. Recall all of that, terminate all of it. Let's see. When Steve Mnuchin defies the president, as he did a year ago when Trump said, we're going to repudiate this fraudulent national debt. And in fact, based on what I just presented, it's only the Talmudic Jews that are responsible, culpable for the national debt. So actually, we're doing them a favor by compelling the repudiation of it. But that's not going to happen until, like in Iceland, there is a referendum. And the only way that's going to happen is when we integrate, interface with people at our grassroots level with this empowering information. By the way, before I forget, on YouTube, anyone can look up. This isn't an indictment of Trump. It's called Trump is the Swamp, Trump's Elite Jewish Mafia. It's an indictment of Talmudic Jews that surround Trump in his cabinet.
Hey, I appreciate that, Fred. We need to move on here. Thank you very much for your call. Dan in Canada, you're on.
Yeah, I'll be real quick here. There's a girl, a student at the Florida High School. Her name is Alexa Miednik, M-I-E-D-N-I-K. And she claims she was standing next to Nicholas Cruz, talking to him while the fire bell went off. Okay. And she said she heard shots coming from the other side of the building that she was in while she was standing next to Cruz. Right. So when you talk about this guy being having a second shooter, I mean, whether he even fired a shot that day, I don't see any gunshot residue tests, no CCTV. They're going to tear down the building just like Sandy Hook. Yep. And I'll leave you with that. All right, thanks.
Hey, I appreciate you, Dan. I'll look into that. I did hear of a second shooter, but we've seen that before. Definitely in the Las Vegas shooting, there were several shooters there. And there was a lot of evidence held back on that shooting. It's interesting, the autopsies and several other things we can talk about another time. I need to get back to the phone lines. Art, you're going to be my last caller. What's on your mind?
Okay, just real quick, to the guy you were talking to just a couple callers ago about the September 11th deal.
Yes.
I want to bring up something that nobody seems to ever mention. There are absolutely zero photos of any debris relating to a Boeing 757 anywhere in the D.C. area around the Pentagon. Now, the official statement says intense heat of the jet fuel literally vaporized the plane. Well, let's keep in mind, if this is the case, then how did the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology DNA Identification Laboratory, who was also responsible for identifying the dead in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, how were they able to identify 184 out of 189 dead bodies? If the plane was vaporized, there wasn't any human remains left to DNA test. Were there? There's your smoking gun, folks, not Building 7.
I agree with you there, too. And also the whole of the Pentagon and the wings and everything else. And I looked for the engine cowling. I looked for a lot of different things that couldn't possibly vaporize. I did not see it. And we understand that the video surveillance of the Pentagon, which is the most protected building other than the White House itself, all those videos were confiscated, taken away, so you don't have the proof to make our case. But that is why we know this was an inside job. It really was. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much. That completes our show today. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.